Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm your host, Mary, and you're listening to the Positivity Podcast. And today I want to talk about why you should trust the process. So, what does that mean? First, I think it's really important to be talking about the process to define your goal, where that process is leading you. So, I think it's important to know your why. And there's actually, I have read a book about that. It's called Ikigai. Ikigai is a Japanese word, and maybe you've heard of it. As I said, there's a book about the Ikigai, and I loved it. If you haven't read it yet, you definitely should. And yeah, it basically means the purpose. Like, the definition is finding your why, finding your purpose, finding the way you're waking up in the morning. What excites you? Where do you want to go in life? What's your purpose in life? And I think this is a really big question to ask. I don't know if you already know your purpose or not. If you haven't figured it out yet, no worries. The time that I read the book, I also wasn't sure what my purpose is, what my ikigai is. It's definitely a recommendation to read the whole book. If you haven't already anything to read yet, it's definitely something that is very inspiring. So yeah, try to find your ikigai. It's not easy, and it can change over time as well. So think about what it is that really excites you. Not only the thought of the end goal, like for example, if it maybe is having a lot of money or having a family or writing a book. Do you actually enjoy the process? Like, do you enjoy dating? Do you enjoy being in a relationship? Do you enjoy the thought of being pregnant if your goal is to build a family? Do you actually enjoy writing, or do you only want to be referred as an author? Like, if you don't enjoy the process, maybe it's not the right goal for you. Maybe it's not the right reason you're actually doing it. But if the thought of getting there also excites you, then you've found your ikigai. I think that's really important to try. Sit down and try to think about something that excites you. And as I already said, it can also change over time. Maybe your goal right now is to write and to publish a book. And maybe in 10 years, you already published a book, maybe two or three books, and you realize that you actually want to take a break from writing. And now your ikigai is to build a family. So that could change over time, but I think it's really life-changing if you actually have something that makes you feel excited when you wake up in the morning. That maybe not always be the case. Like, I think it's unrealistic to think you will wake up every day and be super excited, but if you have something that you want to achieve and that you're excited about, I think most days you will just be a bit happier because you feel like you're here for a reason, you know what I mean? So yeah, that was a long introduction, but I think that's just a really good concept to have in mind. And then the next thing is definitely to build a routine to achieve your purpose. But as I said, the process should also be something you're excited about. If you want to become rich and you hate working or everything that will lead you to being rich, then maybe it's a wrong reason. Maybe you just want it for outside validation and not because you really want to be rich, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, but I'm drifting away again. So routine is everything. You need to be consistent because you can only achieve your goals with consistency. That's just important. And that's why it's also important that you enjoy the process. Find something that excites you. I know it's hard sometimes, but we should actually take the time to find out what that is, because it's so important that you enjoy what you're doing on an everyday basis. And of course, we also need to make money, but I'm sure there's something for every one of us in life that really makes us happy and brings us joy and gives us a purpose. And then you need to have trust. Like, the episode is all about trust, why you should trust the process. Because when you're staying consistent and when you chose the right goal for yourself, your right purpose, then everything will evolve in your favor. Everything will lead you to the thing that is meant for you. Everything that's meant for you will never pass you. I really, truly believe in that. But yeah, of course, there will always be struggles and fear of failure. And it's just part of the journey. I think it's completely normal to struggle on some days. It's just unrealistic to think that we will be motivated every day, even if it's something that just feels right and we know that it's the right thing. But there's going to be days where we're just not motivated and we're scared of failure and we're have this fear of judgment and the fear that we're not doing the right thing. But we should remind ourselves, especially on those days, that everything will turn out to be fine. Everything will work in our favor. And if we keep up that positive mindset and this mindset of trusting the process, I really feel like that we will attract the right things in our lives. When we're always negative, when we're always letting those negative thoughts just beat us up, I think negative things will happen to us, or we're gonna see all the negative things when we're so focused on them. But if we're choosing the opposite, if we choose to focus on the positive things in our lives, then we will also see the opportunities and see the positivity and all the good things. So you can choose. You can actually choose. You're the master of your thoughts. You can choose what you want to think and what you want to focus on. And when you focus on the positive things, you will also attract those. So sometimes we don't see how everything falls together. And there's going to be times where everything seems like it's going in the wrong direction, because the process is never linear. Or at least most of the time, it's not. Like, maybe there are some cases where everything is going well and you achieve your goals with no burdens. But I think most of the times, it's not like that. It's not linear. And you will have hard times and you will be facing a lot of problems. And yeah, there will be some burdens in your way. And maybe that will make you struggle and that will question you the whole thing. But it shouldn't. You should recognize that it is normal and it's just part of the way. And everything will turn out to be okay in the end. Trust the process. It will be okay. And when I'm thinking about that part, there's this story that my mom used to tell me. Maybe you already heard of it. It's quite popular. I think it's from the Buddhism, but I'm not sure. But yeah, I've heard that probably 20 times from my mom, but I think it's really inspiring. Sometimes when you break concepts like that down to easy little stories, that just makes it more, I don't know, better to process for our minds. You know what I mean? It just gets to us a bit better when we're having a cute little story. So there was this man. And he had one horse. He was a farmer. He lived on a farm with one horse and a son. And one day, the horse ran away. And the neighbors came up to the farmer and they were like, "We're so sorry. It's so bad that your only horse ran away. Now you don't have any animals anymore. We feel so bad for you." And the farmer just says, "Good or bad, who knows?" And a few weeks later, the horse comes back to the farmer and it brings 5 wild horses with it. So the neighbors come to the farmer and they say, "Wow, you're so lucky. Now you have 6 horses instead of only one. That's so good. We're so happy for you." And the farmer says, good or bad, who knows? And a few days later, his son tries to ride one of the wild horses and he falls and breaks his leg. And then the neighbors come to the farmer and they say, "Oh my gosh, we're so sorry for you. Your only son broke his leg and now he can't help you on the farm. That's so bad. Now you don't have any help. He's your only son and he can't be working now for a long time." And the farmer says, "Good or bad, who knows?" And a few months later, or a few weeks later, war breaks out and all the young men from the village need to go to fight at the front, and only the son of the farmer is not going into war because he broke his leg. And I think that story clearly shows that you will never know how things unfold. And you will actually never know what life has prepared for you. So maybe something seems really bad, but in the end, you will never know if it's just part of the process and it will lead to something good. I'm 100% sure that things that are meant for you will actually never pass you. And if you keep up that positive mindset, it doesn't matter what the outcome actually is, because if you're always trust the journey and you see the positive in everything and you always have that positive trusting mindset, you have a good journey. And if the end of the journey is really bad and nothing falls into place for you, then at least you enjoyed the ride, you know what I mean? And if you don't enjoy the ride and things fall into place anyways, then you can say you were lucky, you did it without a positive mindset, but you never enjoyed the journey, so what's it worth? You know what I'm saying? So just trust the process and trust that life has everything figured out for you and everything will work out in your favor. And that way you will see opportunities when they come to you. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say for this week's episode. I hope I could inspire you a bit. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to give the podcast a 5-star rating to help me grow my podcast. And also, if you enjoyed this week's episode, maybe share it with friends or family. That would also really help me. Anyways, thank you so much and have a nice day. Thank you and bye guys.